18-year-old, accused of murdering his grandfather over a bus dispute in Denver. This is one 13. Of those. This is one where you have those coping skills that so many do not have whatsoever. 13-year-old boy facing accusations of murdering his 60-year-old grandfather, Richard Sanchez, during an argument that escalated on a public bus last week. The dispute, which allegedly began over a blocked aisle, resulted in the tragic loss of life. The incident occurred on a Saturday night around 6:41 at the intersection of South Federal Boulevard and West Mississippi Avenue, just a few blocks away from Empower Field at Mile High, the home of the Broncos. According to authorities, the argument between the teen and Sanchez escalated to the point where the teenager shot the man.
Okay, why does a 13-year-old have a freaking gun? Well, this is America. I'm sorry.
That's your answer. Sanchez was immediately rushed to the hospital, but tragically pronounced dead. Another individual sustained injuries during the altercation, but did not require hospitalization. Disturbingly, Sanchez's family was kept in the dark about his fate until they attempted to file a missing persons report on Monday. Joseph Chavez, Sanchez's grandson, expressed the family's shock and heartbreak, saying, "It's been hard because we didn't know where he was at. And the whole time he was at the hospital, they didn't contact us. Nobody was there with him during his last breath." Chavez fondly remembered his grandfather as a really happy dude, emphasizing the seemingly senselessness of the tragedy. Denver police are holding the 13-year-old suspect under investigation for first-degree murder. Denver District Attorney's Office will ultimately determine the charges against the teenager. It's on the Denver's public transit system. Reports showing at least 178 passengers reported being assaulted or injured while using RTD Transit in 2021 and the first 2 months of 2022, according to RTD records. The incident has also brought the attention to the overall crime rate in Denver. Yeah, it's getting up there. 6 homicides per month. Used to be a fairly not violent community. I'd like to know more about what the hell happened here. Why did the 13-year-old shoot his grandfather?
You mentioned coping skills. I want to know, where'd that gun come from?
Grandpa, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, God. I don't understand. A 13-year-old, I remember when I was that age, when I was younger, and I wanted to drive. I wanted all the things, and I couldn't get the things, but a gun? Fuck, you can probably get a gun.
I think I wanted to play Super Nintendo. I think mm-hmm. that was pretty much on my list. I was excited about the Nintendo 64 coming out or something like that. That was my focus at that moment in time. It wasn't shooting someone on the bus when they're blocking an aisle. But I'd like to know. Now, I understand the family is saying, "We're shocked. We didn't find any of this out. We just thought he was missing." Well, what about the 13-year-old? Isn't he kind of part of this too? Like, you're like, what the hell happened to our 13-year-old son?
Yeah, the whole thing is just, there must be a family disconnect here. If this is the same family.
You think there might be a bit of a disconnect? And
a little bit.
And kind of lack of parenting and lack of skills and raising kids and having any.
But isn't that what we're seeing with Crumbly right now? The Michigan shooter mom?
She would have known if the person was missing. I would say Crumbly actually had a better handle on her son than this, quite honestly, if they're not knowing where these people are for days and they're in the hospital. This just doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense as to what happened here or why the family didn't know what was going on. There's quite a disconnect here. Another example. But again, when we're talking about the Crumbly thing, I was having the conversation this morning with Bob Mata about it, and you'll hear it on the podcast about, okay, so Jennifer Crumbly, and as of this recording, there is no verdict, so I don't know what the verdict's going to be. But let's say there is a verdict that is guilty. And if it doesn't happen here, it will happen in some school shooting case. So we're not far off from this being legislated that parents are going to be held responsible for their children's horrible behavior. And in some cases, yeah, I think it totally makes sense, especially in the Crumbly case where they get the note back from the math teacher and it's talking, it literally says, help me on the fucking paper. And there's a picture of a gun and a dead student. And it's just like, well, we think it's, he'll be fine. He should be with his peers. The school failed and Crumbly failed miserably in that situation. But there are parents that fail even worse than that, far worse than that. So once we do legislate this sort of thing and we do say, okay, we're going to start holding parents responsible now for their children's behavior, what resources exactly exist out there for parents of troubled teens? There's not a lot.
No, so, there isn't.
So everyone to go and say, let's legislate, let's hold them responsible. Okay, well, how about the massive amount of our population, the majority of our population, the working poor that are simply just trying to keep food on the table for their family, are trying to keep the lights on and trying to keep their kids in school while having little to no resources to do so. And then, by the way, your kid's fucked up and pissed off and has a bunch of mental health problems because, oh yeah, there's no mental health resources for pretty much anybody. Oh, you want to see that therapist, that free one? That'll be about 7 months down the road when they have an opening. Oh, and your insurance covers 3 visits. Oh, you don't have insurance. Well, then that'll be $300 a visit. Oh, you don't have that. Well, I guess you're shit out of luck, Mom. Mm-hmm. And that's America. So I'm all about legislating this shit and figuring something out, but we have to have an actual plan in place, not just, you're bad and we're going to punish the shit out of you. Fix the fucking problem. This is the same shit we had in the 1980s where we decided, hey, it's a good idea. Let's get rid of all the state mental health hospitals. And let's put it down to the local community level so the local communities handle it better because they're more equipped to handle things on a local level than at the state. Guess what? The state has the communities don't have any funding to handle any of those things. So guess who didn't get any fucking help? And guess why we have homeless people everywhere? Bingo. Cause and fucking effect, people.
Bingo.
And that's how it fucking works. So, yeah, people need to be held responsible. But you know what? People who are incapable of really kind of figuring some of these things out along the way do need some assistance. As much as I'd like to say, here's how you can pull yourself up by your bootstraps and get your shit together. It's easy for some of us to say that and figure it out. Others, not so much. And it doesn't make a bunch of people horrible human beings. It just, they need resources. And it's not just here, let's put a bunch of money at it. Let's actually have some fucking ideas on how we're going to help these people out. If we're going to legislate this, if we're going to go after parents, I'm all about it. But then there better be something in fucking place for those parents to help get their kids on track, not just good luck, Mom.
I'm clapping over here. Yeah. Preach, brother. There it is.
Merry Christmas, everybody. So
that's it.
But it's that's true. It. Yeah, it's all it is. It is what it is. And we're very quick to legislate, although again, that could be argued as well, because I think that we're extremely slow to legislate in a lot of things, too. But once we get there, we've made this thing and we're going to clap hands. And in Texas, they'll wear big hats.
Yep.
And they'll sit in a circle and touch each. Oh, wait, that's just Uvalde. And everybody, great, we're going to do something. But when it comes to actually executing that plan. I'm too busy.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.